Hi, friends. It's me, Philip. My guests today are the very funny Eric Olson and Harper Rose Drummond. On keys and the Greg Cam is Greg L. Smith. We had a ton of fun on this episode, and in part two, did some musical improv nerding out about fear and commitment, so be sure to check that out. You can watch this episode and its part two on our YouTube and follow us on our Instagram. We want your help with new suggestions. Do you have a great story, a gripe about your neighbor, a property or genre you've always secretly felt would make a great musical? Tell us all about it by writing it in a 5-star review, and we may feature it on the pod as inspiration for the next episode. And if you haven't left a review yet, please do. It really helps. Without further ado, here is Eric, Harper, and Greg. Welcome back to the pod. I've got amazing guests today. We're going to improvise a musical. Everything's going to be made up. It's going to be fun. I'm joined today by On Keys and also making it all up, it's Greg L. Smith.
What's up, Greg Cam? You already know who it is. Let's get in that chat. Let's put in some random letters. Let's just put in a B, a C, a D. I don't care what they mean. Just get in the chat. Let them know you're here.
And those can affect the piano outcomes.
They sure will.
But make sure they're not any letters further than G. Right?
I'll figure out what H is.
Okay, we'll figure
that
out.
Tell me what H major is, I'll figure it out.
Wow, Greg's exploring new musical lands. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, firmly in the land of percussion, we've got Tim Newman on the drums.
What's up, everyone?
Yeah, Tim's trying to establish the Tim Cam.
I'm behind.
How's it going?
Coming.
Tim Cam's coming?
Yeah.
Tim Cam leads directly to a gas station restroom. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Greg gave me a look like, what do you mean?
Greg said, the location of the gas station.
It's a CCTV. We've got Harper Rose Drummond.
Hey, yay, yay.
And Eric Olson.
Hey, yay, yay.
Thank you all for being on the pod on the hottest day of my life.
Yeah.
Honey, we're excited.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. We're going to improvise a musical, and I would love to know maybe something in your life as of late, and don't worry, there's no pressure on this, we don't have to use it, but something in your life as of late that felt musical worthy.
Whoa.
Musical worthy. Wow.
Or not musical worthy.
We shut down.
Yeah. Well, I woke up this morning, so that was a huge win.
Yeah, that is a win.
No, musical worthy. I was just in Catalina.
Okay.
And we were having to walk everywhere because there was no shuttle service. And I was thinking, this is 110 in the Shade. I've never seen that musical, nor do I know what goes on in it. But I know
but
it's 110 degrees, and it's in the shade.
Yeah. Does anyone know anything about the musical 110 in the Shade?
That's the name of a musical?
Is it a musical or a play? I know Audra McDonald was in it.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
And I also know as well.
No, you're clearly kidding, right? You
yep,
don't know?
I have no idea what's going
Eric,
on.
Eric, did you take the Catalina Ferry to get there? Well,
Catalina Ferry.
How was your experience on that ferry?
Well, hey, thanks so much for asking, Greg.
You're welcome.
I was sat behind a couple with a baby who clearly had motion sickness.
Yes.
And
the baby did?
The baby very much did. And they refused to take said baby to the bathroom.
Why? Mm. Why do you think?
Hey, that's a great question. And I wish I could answer. And
where do you want to bring back community? That's
yes, why. Exactly.
Yeah. We need third spaces.
Yeah.
And the Catalina Ferry might be one of them.
Yes.
I haven't been on many ferries, but I went to Amsterdam recently, and they have a ferry that takes you, it's like very much a part of like local traffic, so it's free, and it goes every 3 to 5 minutes. It's the equivalency of like a very short bus route. But that's much less romantic than what I think of when I think of the Catalina Ferry.
The Catalina Ferry is not romantic.
Is it not?
Oh, really?
What is
that's where you go if you want to break up?
It's the exact opposite. That's right.
So when you want a romantic time, you go on, I don't know, the Staten Island Ferry?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So romantic, the Staten Island Ferry.
The smells, the sights, the sounds.
Who doesn't love a wet rat?
You know what this kind of reminds me of is... What's that musical that's all about people coming to the New World? Songs for a New World.
110 Degrees in the Shade.
Yes, exactly.
Songs for a New World.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Which is like all these different stories from aboard the ship as it comes to the New World.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But like very loosely.
Yeah, because there's this, The one with the I'll Give You Stars and the Moon and the
Yes,
that
yes,
one?
That's from I think Songs for
yeah,
New World.
Yeah, absolutely, it yeah. is. Yeah, yeah.
Woo! You're saying okay, that's went over your head.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm tapped in. I'm tapped in.
Yeah, where is Catalina?
It's just right down.
Right down the street.
Yeah, just right down. It's like okay. a few miles down.
It's local.
Yeah.
So it's not romantic in any way.
The island itself is, but the ferry is not.
No, Avalon. That's where I was staying. At a campground outside of Avalon, which was not romantic. But Avalon itself, gorgeous. It has all these tiles. It's very historical. It's Wrigley. If you're familiar with Wrigley, of the
of
gum and the stadium. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a town called Wrigley?
No. The family. The family funded
like
Avalon or something. Or
yeah,
they
like
founded
gum.
The town?
Right, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They were part of the conservation efforts as well in keeping Catalina.
And Catalina's an island.
Yeah,
it is legally.
I'm really behind on what even Catalina is. I hear people talk about it, and I feel like it's like wine. Like it feels associated with like kind of rich.
Napa Valley or something.
It feels rich. It feels winey. Am I kind of?
It's SoCal's Napa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's SoCal's Napa.
Yeah.
And is that exactly. that's something you just made up?
Sweetie, I want you to know I've never been on the island, so.
Oh, but you have the proper brogue.
Yeah.
The Catalina brogue Ooh. There.
Yes.
That's what people forget. It's actually all Irish people on Catalina. Yeah.
And I've heard that.
Yeah.
So.
Everyone's trying to get to Catalina. For some reason or another. The intersecting stories and webs of those aboard the Catalina ferry have never been told until today.
Well, this is the day I'm gonna step off this ferry and I'm gonna start a new life in Avalon. Maybe I'll open my own business. What do you think, Cherry?
Oh, I think stepping off this boat sends a message. Yeah.
Raspberry, the three of us, when we get to Catalina, are gonna start brand new lives as soon as I get rid of my dead weight. You know, my boyfriend.
Oh, Elderberry.
Catalina, here we come. Catalina, here we come. Be new people, have fun. But first, Catalina.
Once I get on that island, sure I'm gonna smile. When I take a look around at everything that's made of tile.
On the mainland I had to be so stale. But when I step on the island, I know I'll never fail.
Boyfriend, I'm gonna propose, and the yes will be automatic. Cause everyone knows that when you propose on the ferry, it's so, so romantic. Catalina,
the shore, all the other things that Catalina has to offer.
Aye, the sea.
Oh,
the
a local.
Shore.
Squawk, squawk.
Wow.
Oh my
Calm
God.
Down, Tupi. Tupi, my sweet parrot, who repeats everything I say.
Everything I say, squawk. Wow. How long have you been here?
Oh, many a year. Three.
Three, squawk.
Oh my God.
A senator's term, squawk.
That's right. When I first started, it was my local senator's start of his term, and he's still in his term.
Wow.
He's a neoliberal, quack.
Yeah, he's a neoliberal. And I don't like that about him. I wish he would pursue progressive housing policy.
It's
but
the only way they can win, squawk. Oh.
Me and Tupi, we actually have a bit of a disagreement about proper housing policy, especially on Catalina, which is why we've never gone to the island proper. You see, I don't want to land somewhere that isn't perfect.
Oh.
So I stay in this liminal mid-space.
Oh, wow. Between Catalina and the rest of the world.
Yes, where I'm from. San Diego.
San Diego!
Oh, it sounds so far away and foreign.
Yes. In San Diego, I didn't talk like this. I was a pretty normal guy. But 3 years hardened at sea. I just don't want to go to Catalina yet. I'm not ready. Everyone on this ship has a story I found.
Oh.
Exactly.
And if you stick around, I just might tell you about it. But first you need to know something about me. Some places are perfect. I just haven't found them yet.
Wow.
The places in my mind, they're perfect. People get off of the boat. They move into Catalina and settle down. But if I never leave the ship, then I never have to face all that disappointment. Turn my piratey smile into a piratey frown.
He'll always be liminal, liminal. Liminal, liminal. He'll always be liminal,
liminal, liminal. Living in a liminal space. Between a place and a place.
That's the definition of liminal, squawk.
I go to the airport, 'cause I bought a ticket, but then I wander around without getting on a flight. If I go on the flight and I get to Europe, what if Europe's not nice? Then I would regret all of that time and that money I spent, that roll of the dice.
Stay
it's liminal,
liminal.
So I stay liminal,
liminal.
Maybe it's subliminal,
liminal.
On the bottom of my mind.
Bottom of his mind.
It's liminal,
liminal.
Ooh, liminal,
liminal.
But I'm totally fine.
It sounds like you're afraid to get your life going, so you stay in this liminal place of never ever knowing.
We always have to be staying on the move, but it looks like you found a nice middle ground to find your chill guy groove.
I suppose so, though I'm hoping very soon I'll step off of this boat and see a way, place I can move. I'm tired of being so liminal. I'm tired of a place between place. I'm tired of existing in my mind and my body in a purposefully liminal space.
Liminal,
liminal. I'm so
liminal,
liminal. Have you heard of the back rooms? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
A creepypasta.
Liminal,
liminal.
Ooh, liminal.
that place will be wonderful, but right now it's liminal. I'll see you two round the boat.
Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you.
Spock!
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Here we are, Avalon, the bustling city. I can't believe we made it this far, the three of us.
Wow, it's so enchanting. You have people from all over.
Yeah, all walks of California.
Yeah, you have people from Fresno, San Diego.
Sacramento.
Oh.
Even some NorCal folks.
Oh.
Every walk of life of California that you could imagine.
Mm.
It's really marvelous, this melting pot of California.
That's what they say. And we're just three people trying to find our way.
Yeah. I mean, what did you say your dream was again?
My dream? That's a great question. Because I've definitely said it before, and I totally remember what it is.
So it shouldn't be a problem to say it
right now,
in Avalon's town square.
It's never a problem to say your dream. Which mine is now to open a bakery.
Oh,
and
that's great.
And it's always been that.
And you know what's? That's a really good dream. I mean, there's probably no one else from California who's come to this island whose dream is to open a bakery.
No.
Yeah.
Me personally, I want to write for the pictures. That's right, a screenwriter.
I have this beautiful,
magical, super unique dream of writing movies for the pictures. And you don't think anyone else has that kind of dream, do you?
No.
I've
never heard of a single person wanting to be a screenwriter in California.
No, and of course, we all know my dream.
Oh, you don't stop talking about
never
it.
I know. You can't make me stop.
But say it out loud.
Yeah. I am. I guess if I would have to say that my dream, I hope no one else has, is to open my own surf camp.
A surf camp?
Yep.
On the shore of Catalina? Never been seen.
Yeah. You don't suspect anyone else would have that, right?
Well, I wasn't thinking so, but then, just now, look inside that coffee shop. All those people typing on their tip laptops. Apple and Microsoft, all of them writing the same.
Final draft interior.
Interior coffee shop, they're writing about their experience as a writer. I wanted to do that. Oh no, are all our dreams the same?
Free samples of beautiful Catalina artisanal sourdough.
Oh, no.
Free samples for the three of you.
Oh.
Thanks so much. Please enjoy the rest of your visit.
What's the point of a dream if it ain't unique? What's the point of a dream if it ain't unique? What's the point of a dream if it ain't unique? What's the point of that dream? What's the point of a dream if it ain't unique? What's the point of a dream?
Excuse me.
Oh.
I couldn't help but notice the three of you were rather despondent.
Well, I guess.
Yes.
I know that look very well. It happens nearly any time someone with high hopes and romantic dreams steps off that Catalina ferry.
Wow.
Oh.
I mean,
you spotted us from the jump.
I spotted you from the very jump.
Well, what about it?
Yeah. Well,
you're catching us when we're down.
Well, how about I catch you up to the Catalina Way? I'm the mayor of Catalina, you see.
Oh, your highness.
please, my highness was my father. You can call me Sir Mayor. That's also a joke. You can just call me Daryl. Oh,
Daryl the mayor of Catalina.
I'm Daryl the mayor of Catalina, and I know you came here with such preset dreams and loves, but have you ever considered tile?
What?
Tile, my friend.
What do you mean?
What about it?
Like, well, what about it, they say. I suppose you've always taken tile for granted, have you? Every time walking, clip-clopping on something that's not quite carpet, not quite hardwood, but gives you a satisfying resistance, yet grounding force.
I suppose that's what tile does.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of, in my mind, blends into the background like a kitchen backsplash, you know?
Or a bathroom floor.
Yeah.
Kitchen backsplashes and bathroom floors wish they had an ounce of the juice tiles have. Unless that bathroom floor you're describing happens to be with tile. Then I like it.
Oh.
Okay. So. But what does that have to do with us? We're three fresh off the boats who have just given up on our dream.
Well, how about you stop giving up your dream and start walking on some tile?
Are you like recruiting us into a tiling business?
Tiling business, what a lovely idea.
This was your idea.
Oh.
While the three of you independently had such a lovely idea that I led you to.
He seems excited about it in a specific way.
Yes, you've got less. Why not have more?
I guess that'd be nice.
As easy as walking on the floor.
Okay.
Yes, this is something that causes quite a rumble. It's a material that's not quite normal, laminate or marble. With a little bit of tile, you can go more than a mile. The party never ends. Go more than a mile.
Okay, guys. I'm getting the sense that this fella is trying to recruit us into his specific tiling business.
It does appear that way.
Because look, his truck says Mr. Mayor's Catalina Tile. And there's tile everywhere on this island.
If you join my business, you've got to recruit three other people.
Oh, no.
And those three people gotta be your little sheeple and recruit some other people.
It's one of those.
And all of you people got to pay me $59 cash. But that's a small fee for the wonderful party, 'cause tiling will always last. Have you considered tile? Go more than a mile. It's technically not a government business. This is just what I do for fun. Have you considered tile? You'll never get tired of it even after a while. So here's the paperwork. Why don't you all sign?
I guess here's the thing that I think about right now is we don't have money to get back home. So maybe the only way for us to go is to sign.
Yes,
to sign. We left all our dreams and our friends behind. So I guess we gotta do this for some time and recruit other people to the business line. All selling tile.
Now you get it.
Tile.
That's even better than a mile. Make everybody smile and have some guile for some time. Makes hardwood less good. It makes carpet wanna go far pit.
It's better than hardwood. It's tile.
And now I own the rights to your soul.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Girls? Girls, where'd you go? Tubi, my
Spock?
Pet. I finally got off the ship. Because I was worried about those three women.
I'm proud of you for taking that step, Squawk.
And now I'm here in this imperfect but real space. But they're missing. They're gone. And look, tire tracks.
Ah, a clue.
It's tire tracks. That's a clue. I heard rumor of a man, a mayor, who ran a multi-level marketing scheme.
Squawk, MLM, Squawk.
Yes, that's right, Tubi. And your name's Tubi now.
Instead of 2P, it's yeah. Tubi?
Yes, I've decided to rename you
like
to
the free streaming service,
that's
Squawk?
That's right, Tubi.
Okay, that's my land name, I guess.
Yes.
Squawk.
I'm worried for these girls. Who are you? Are you you're that boy did she broke up with on the ship?
Yeah, I was gonna propose to my wonderful love, Boysenberry or Elderberry. I don't know. I get all the fucking berries mixed up now. And I got motion sick and I threw up instead. And they broke up with me right then and there. So now I'm just kind of wandering Catalina Island alone.
Oh, well, I think those three girls have been taken in by a scheme.
A scheme? Yeah, that's it. They didn't abandon me because they don't like me or because I threw up in the middle of a proposal. It must be someone else's fault.
Maybe.
Definitely. We're on the same page.
The point being, I think we have to find the girls. And I'm worried for them.
Have you found any clues?
Well, Tubi thinks this is a clue. These
Squawk, tire tracks!
Oh, yeah. I recognize those tire tracks.
You do?
That's from the rental car we booked through Enterprise, a wonderful rental car company. A wonderful rental car company.
Yeah, I understand. It's fine.
If we can track this custom tire track, well, I have the Enterprise receipt right here. So we, wait.
So I think you may have taken yourself
down
a weird alley.
I can take this to somewhere that works.
Okay, that's fine.
So the Enterprise, that means it's their car that they rented, which means I know... They've been recruited by the mayor for tiling.
My God! Well, we'll track them down, and we'll keep them safe. I'm sure there's a way. But I don't like to work with someone I don't understand. I know myself quite well. I've been scared for a long time to get on this island, and now I'm on a period of new self-growth. But who are you without your woman, Elderberry?
I don't know. I thought I was growing with my woman.
Okay.
We're just two guys on a period of self-discovery. Figuring out what makes us who we are.
We're just two guys on a period of self-discovery. Down the tire prints from a car. I go to the movies alone just to try it on. I go to the bar till 2 a.m. talking with a guy named Little John.
I scroll on Reddit alone and find people who agree with me, and that makes me feel so much better.
Just two guys in a period of self-discovery. Two guys in a period of self-discovery.
There's problems with the daddies and there's problems with the motheries.
Our childhoods.
We're just
two guys in a period of self-discovery.
It's that pirate guy. Maybe we should ask him if he wants to start selling tile.
Sure. Hiya.
Hi, pirate guy.
Great to see you on land.
Oh, Tubi, your parrot.
Oh my God.
Squawk!
It's you two. I'm so glad I've tracked you down. We were terribly worried.
What are you doing, new pirate friend? On my new period of self-discovery, I don't need them anymore.
Oh.
That was your takeaway? Was it you don't... I was just worried about them, but you're okay?
Well, yeah, we're selling tile now. That's our dream now.
But wait, so, what happened to the third one of you?
Oh, she's special. She got promoted very quickly. She's now Mrs. Sir Mayor.
She's already gotten married to someone else?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Two guys in a period of self.
I have to go.
Oh my God. Wow. Jesus. To be honest, things have been moving pretty fast ever since we got here.
Yeah. I guess I didn't realize what a crazy city Avalon was going to be.
But it seems we've been so focused on laying the tile before us, we kind of lost sight of our dreams.
Yeah.
Darling, we didn't let the baby puke. We didn't take the baby to the restroom the whole trip.
What? So the baby, it was just
we didn't take the baby to the restroom the whole ferry ride, and now she's very grumpy.
Well, whose fault is that?
I'm not saying it's anyone's fault, Jerry. I'm just saying, now she's very grumpy.
Well, am I the monster in this situation? Oh, I'm always the villain. I always do everything wrong.
Jerry, this is what you do every time we have a fight. It's like, I can't have a critique of you without it going straight into moral imperatives.
Well, if you guys want, sorry, I'm in the middle of you too. There's actually, there's a changing room in the back.
No, I think we'd like to hash this out right here.
Yeah, this is fine. It's a public space. We're allowed to be here.
We're allowed to be here.
Yes.
And you know what? It's so frustrating the way people constantly try to tell us to make ourselves smaller.
Exactly.
To put ourselves in another room to have our fights.
Yeah, don't let your baby vomit on my chair. It's a free country.
It might disrupt my tile.
Oh, it's disrupting your business that you're doing?
Oh, wow. Okay, capitalist pig.
Yeah. Oh.
Look, this is a free public square,
exactly.
And if we want to stand directly between you and have a fight, we can do that.
We're allowed to be here, even though you don't want us so close. We're allowed to be near you, even though we smell real gross.
Fascist scum.
Exactly.
Wow.
We're allowed to be here, but who's not allowed to be here are all the bums.
Oh, that's...
We're making a scene. We're making a scene. We're a dramatist dream. We're making a scene.
We're allowed to be here. I know I interrupted you, but that's my right.
That's all right.
And if I'm here tomorrow morning, no, I was here all last night.
What?
We're allowed to claim you are emotionally abusing us.
Exactly.
What?
What you're doing right now to us is emotional abuse.
Emotional abuse.
We're making a scene.
So it's your baby now?
Yeah, oh God.
Well, fine.
We've made it to Mr. Mayor's mansion.
Squawk!
Tooby, what's that you always say?
It's not about the journey, it's about the destination.
Yeah, that's true. But in this
it's
case...
It's the opposite of what most people say.
No, I think that's... the point being, at this moment, this destination's pretty important. Because we have to get... Boysenberry...
Something like
that. Out of that... Out of that sort of...
Yeah, or whatever, or she can stay there forever. I don't fucking care.
You know, you say you don't care, but you came along.
I don't care. I'm having a nice time being a little drunk and Callie with my fucking boys, dude.
Pardon me, are you here to see the mayor?
Yes, we're here
to... I guess.
I'm his receptionist, just to clarify.
You are gorgeous.
Squawk!
You know, I am from California.
Right.
So that's kind of the thing here, but...
So,
can
we see him, or...?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just, like, here.
Wow.
He just tells me to sit here and greet people and say hi. Roberta.
Hi, nice Roberta.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi, whatever. I don't...
Hi, Roberta.
Hi, yeah. Squawk!
I've been waiting here for 5 weeks to see the mayor.
What?
And he'll be right with you. Just give it a minute.
You've been waiting 5 weeks, but you're also very old.
Yes, that's why it's not ideal. I'm having to wait so long.
You know, are you just a pretty face that stops people from getting to see the mayor? I mean, wait, what was I even saying? Your eyes are so... blue.
Thank you. Some say they're like the ocean.
They are like the ocean.
No, they're not like the ocean. The ocean has too much trash. They're like a beautifully kept swimming pool. What am I saying?
Oh my God, what am I even...
Stop, you're too kind.
I came here to get something important done with
what
poison
about my hair? What about my hair?
Oh, your hair is so shiny and lustrous.
Oh, thank you.
And it just cascades down your back and chest.
Well, yeah, and my pore is non-existent, right? Take a look, you won't find one.
I cannot see a pore.
Yeah.
The only pores I can see are the ones who don't deserve to be in your presence.
Exactly. Yeah, you're so beautiful, you're turning me. You're turning me into a neoliberal. You're so beautiful, I want a tax. Everyone except me.
You're so beautiful, I've become a neoliberal.
Stop.
I wanna drop bombs on the Middle East, LGBT.
Oh, you're so beautiful, you make me neoliberal. I've got a sign that says, in this house we believe, but in my day-to-day life I espouse none of those values.
You're so beautiful, I'm neoliberal. I want housing density, but not in my backyard.
So you get it. It's all about beauty. And get rid of your political beliefs. Just look at me, look at my body, look at my face.
She's right. Who cares about politics?
Right.
Don't worry about what's going on in the Middle East. Just look at my legs. I've been doing lots of squats. What do you think about that?
Your legs make me want to stop thinking about problems in the world.
They don't exist when you're with me.
Oh, your calves make me want to look at Gavin Newsom tweeting like Trump and say, that's taken care of, that probably is correct.
I love that guy.
Now, wait a minute. You've been here for 5 weeks experiencing this neoliberal beauty phenomenon. What's happened to you?
Oh, I guess I can tell you. I have become so confused. Not with old age, but being so visually confused. I started coming in here with a very real complaint, but then I got so dazzled, I keep looking at his taint. Oh no!
Check out my taint, check out my taint.
Check out my taint, check out his taint.
Check out her taint. Check out her taint. You're trapped now in my taint.
Neoliberal, neoliberal taint.
Check out liberal, neoliberal taint. Neoliberal, neoliberal taint.
I'm gonna donate to that taint. On
act.
Act.
Blue.
There he is, the mayor.
Dum de dum de dum, just going out of the back exit, so I don't actually have to face any. Oh, my two new recruited tile salesmen. What are you doing here? Why aren't you out recruiting people to buy tiles?
Well, we miss our friend Elderberry.
Your friend Elderberry is my bride now.
I know, but it's just. We all came together and...
It's true! Let me out!
No, she likes it. It's a good sitch.
We just heard her say, let me
out. No, you didn't. No. Have you seen how beautiful my...
No, it was fun.
The first time.
No, we don't want more tile songs.
Okay, fine. Fine.
You have to let her go.
Is that you knocking on the door?
She's knocking on her chest where she lives. I keep my bride in a treasure chest.
Hi. That seems like something I'd be doing.
Squawk!
Mr. Mayor.
What?
It's time for you to come clean.
About what?
You're not servicing this community properly. Your neoliberal policies and your side multi-level marketing business are leading to the corruption and destruction of Catalina.
Maybe that's what I want. Maybe I want Catalina to be destroyed. Have you seen the people who come here? Maybe I'm a progressive sleeper cell this entire time.
I think I know what your problem is.
Oh, what? You've been self-actualized for, what, 10 minutes?
I think you're like me. Since things can't be perfect, you mire in the muck. You say, well, as long as things are corrupt, I might as well be a little corrupt along with them. As long as things are bad, I might as well make them worse.
As long as everything's bad, I don't have to even try. That is how I felt.
The classic, basically classic neoliberal ideology.
Yeah. I erect statues of Aaron Sorkin.
I wondered who that
he
nondescript
has no,
white man in the town square was.
He has no relationship to Catalina. He's just my neoliberal figure.
I mean, Moneyball was good.
Moneyball was good, but technically that's partially because of Steven Zalian, who I think rewrote Sorkin's script.
I love this, but please let me out!
No! In the chest.
No, I can't. Unless all of you can convince me right now that change is possible. Well, I can.
Who? What? Who?
Sorry.
Who? What? Who?
It's me, the guy who was, like, gonna marry one of you. And
Elderberry's boyfriend.
It's Elderberry's ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
Because that's my wife in that treasure chest.
Oh my god, what?
Or who would have been my wife.
Oh.
Wow.
Wait, now you're what game are you playing, Elderberry?
Look.
You got games in that chest?
Not literal.
Oh.
Look, showing up for someone and unkidnapping them, that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say?
I was going to say, normally I would be like, give me back my girl, I'm going to propose to her. But now that she's rebuffed me and I'm my own man with my boys, the pirate and Tubi, I'm my own man and you can do whatever you want. And if that's not change, I don't know what is.
Wow.
Okay, so I guess he's not getting you out of the chest.
No.
He's just saying, you can do your own thing.
But you know what? There is something that I really liked in that speech, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Doing your own thing. I feel like ever since I got on this island, I got swept up with doing everyone else's thing. Look, I started doing someone else's tile dream, which is how I wound up in this chest. Mm-hmm. Got tricked into tiling the inside of a damn chest.
The chest has tiles now.
And now I'm caring for another person's baby. That's not my dream.
Wait. You're also pregnant with his baby?
Well, No.
Wait.
There was a couple fighting.
She got King Solomon. She got King Solomon.
Yeah, she had to take her baby. You've never been King Solomon.
Oh, that'll happen.
Not for a while.
On Catalina, that happens like every day to one person.
Squawk. I feel like we're all getting swept up with other people. We need to focus on ourselves.
Yeah, life's become so complicated since we stepped foot in Catalina.
Yeah, maybe your ex-boyfriend is right. Maybe we don't have to like rescue people from chests.
Yeah.
Or stop the multi-level marketing scheme.
Yeah.
Maybe we just let everyone be on their own vibe.
Maybe instead of being neoliberal, we should be libertarian?
That does seem to be what's being implied.
Do we want that? Now's the time.
I think that's exactly what we want.
And ultimately, I think if I went to Catalina and talked to the people there, I mean really talked to some of the people there over dinner, probably this would be pretty accurate to how they feel. Some of them.
Everyone in Catalina thinks about one thing, and that thing is themselves. So why not follow their way and think about ourselves?
Everybody in Catalina selfishly devoted to what they believe to be true, which is anything about me is more important than anything about you. And since we want to be better, maybe it's time we make merry. If we don't want to end up all libertarian, we've got to get back on that ferry.
We're leaving Catalina. Say bye-bye, Catalina.
I guess I gotta get myself out of the chest.
We're leaving Catalina.
I'm still in the
Adios,
chest.
Adios, Catalina.
Treasure chest trap, but it'll feel so much better getting out by your own bootstraps.
He's right here, breaking the tile, having the baby slobber on a ka-ching. I'm out, I'm free, I did it on my own.
And now you're leaving Catalina.
Take a trip to Catalina Island.
Catalina Squawk.
But make sure not to lose yourself along the way. For on that Catalina Island ferry, you may want to become a brand new person. But wherever you go, there you are.
It's about loving the one you're with, not the one you love.
My bird is old.
Squawk.
Leaving Catalina.
It's been fun.
Leaving Catalina.
Maybe I'll come back another day.
Leaving Catalina. So long, Mr. Mayor. We see you getting smaller on the shore.
Farewell, I'm getting smaller.
Anyone else feel kind of motion sickness?
I think I'm never gonna get off this boat.
Aye, try it. You'll like it.
Squawk!
Stay on the boat forever, because you're leaving Catalina. You're leaving Catalina. The end!
What happened to the old man in the waiting room? We don't know, and it's not our fault. Hey.
They never saw him again. That was his final resting place.
The baby stayed in the treasure chest.
Get out on your dance self!
But she made a little home, and she started a business. It was a bakery, and also the other dreams that the other people had.
I like how the mayor had a side hustle. We need more hard-working men.
Bears. Ow! Guys, what do you think the name of that musical was? I'm thinking Leaving Catalina?
Yeah.
Jammy. Well, thank you guys for being in Leaving Catalina, the musical.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, if people want to stay in touch with you and find your work online, how can they do so, Eric?
Yeah, so I have an Instagram. That's probably the best way. It's E-R-E-E-K-O-L-S-U-N, which is not the proper spelling of my name.
Eric Olson.
Eric Olson, yes,
okay,
correct.
Okay, throw a little a white flair on it. Eric Olson.
Well, you gotta. I mean, when you're boring and waspy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And what about you, Harper?
Okay, honey, you can find me at... Wait. Oh, Harper Rose D. That's...
Yeah, and they can check out your podcast as well, right?
Yeah! It's the same vibe as this.
What's
it called? Tea Time. It's called Tea Time with Gabby Lamb and Harper Rose Drummond.
Oh, hell yeah. We'll be sure to check that out. Greg, if people want to stay in touch with you, where can they find you?
What's up, Greg Cam? You can find me at Smith L. Greg on all the social medias. And give a listen to my musical improv podcast, Tabletop Tunes.
Well, thank you all so much for listening. We may or may not have time for a little part two, so stick around for that if you can. But if you, or if you can't, hey, that's okay too. Be your own little libertarian, and make, make your own choices.
Yes, and I know that's right. And you can find Tim in the corner, Cam coming soon.
Yeah. You can find Tim on his Tim Cam.
Yeah.
Cam is in the mail.
Well, thank you all so much for watching, and goodbye!
Bye!